This message is for your inner child. You are a princess. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as your values. This is just an offered intention. It's my intention as I go into our reading today. But of course, if there's anything you're working on or that you would like to bring in as an intention for today's session, I more than encourage you to do so. Okay, to get us started, I'm going to light some sage. Just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As this breath deepens, tune in to the present moment. How are you feeling this morning? Or whatever time of day this is greeting you? Allow the breath to gently become a little bit deeper, extending that inhale. And extending that exhale. Letting the breath support you. There is nothing you need to do in this moment except for let go. This is just a moment for you to be. Okay, here in a minute, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do, I want you to try and make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, expanding the belly like a balloon, and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to all of the wonderful humans joining us across space, across time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And slowly, whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. Oh, I got sage ash on the microphone. Okay, I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and I ask that you call back to mind our theme, our intention of philosophy that manifests as our values, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session as well. If you have a question, you can hold it in your mind, but not necessary. Just allow whatever arises. I love this card. I love this card. This is the Nine of Pentacles, and If we've gotten it before, I will have said this, but I call this the Beauty and the Beast card because we see a beautiful maiden in a flowing dress, a bird sitting on her finger. It feels very Disney princess, and nine pentacles kind of nestled up into the bushes behind her, the luscious bushes that are growing grapes, I believe. Yes, grapes. And there's a tiny castle in the background and some mountains in the back, but the foreground is just this, I want to say the word maiden. There is this like youthful, pure feeling to this figure. And again, I'll call back in a little bit what we talked about on Monday, that purity isn't this idea of perfection or chastity. It is this idea of being full of yourself, unmarred by others' thoughts or judgments, just wholly you. And it feels like abundance. It's the reason why it makes me think of the Beauty and the Beast is the scene when they're singing the song. What is the name of that song? Is it Something New? When they're playing Snowball and laughing with each other out in the beautiful garden. Something There. Okay, that's what it is. It is, there's something there that wasn't before. And sorry, that was a little bit of a tangent, but it is this idea of new abundance coming in. The pentacles are the suit of the earth, of groundedness. Of course, it's also like material abundance a little bit too, often related to money. But seeing a woman alone, on her own, with these pentacles surrounding her, it's releasing the stress and worry and reliance on external opinions and thoughts, and being able to fully provide and take care of yourself in all aspects. Of course, we always need other people, right? Relationships are what color our lives. But it is this mixture of not only can I support myself and take care of myself financially, but emotionally, I know that I have my own back. Mentally, I know when I'm getting emotionally reactive, and I know the steps that I can take to calm myself or to stand up for myself. And like, I stick to habits and routines that bring me joy, that bring me comfort. It's kind of like this idea of becoming an adult and realizing that healing a lot of the inner child wound is reparenting the self, not in erasing any of the beautiful gifts that our parents gave us by any means, but in embracing the gifts that we can additionally give to ourselves. This is giving the gift that you have to offer the world to yourself. And bringing in this idea of philosophy, it's also this idea that when we heal the self, we heal the world. When we provide for ourselves, we provide for the greater world around us. Even if it is just that it makes you a better person and therefore your interactions become better, that is a butterfly wing flapping oceans away. It is the ripple effect that creates broad change. But it can be expansive beyond that too. When we feel safe and secure that we have our own backs, we've got ourselves, then we can start to be bolder and braver and take on tasks and missions and things that might have broader, more direct ways of improving the world too. But all of these are beautiful and valid. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Nine of Pentacles and this theme of philosophy and anything else that you may have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, taking care of myself is a gift to the world. Because it is. If you never know what to get me as a gift, take care of yourself. Okay. I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale of this breath, we will repeat the mantra of taking care of myself is a gift to the world, to really seal in that intention, lock it in. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, taking care of myself is a gift to the world. And it is. Can you imagine how beautiful the world would look if, if all of us gave our inner child a hug? I'm picturing some public figures that would, it's just really funny to have the mental image of them hugging their inner child. But also that really does humanize people. Interesting thought exercise. For our practice today, yeah, let's go with that visualization for us too. You can do this quickly right now or at some point during the day today or after I'm done yapping at ya. Just close your eyes, get a little quiet, and call to mind an image of your inner child. It could be a favorite baby photo of yourself, or maybe a birthday picture that you know you have. There's one that I always think of that's me as a little girl on a swing that always comes to mind. And then just imagine you as you are now, walking into frame. Your inner child looks up at you. And you just pull them into a hug, squeeze them nice and tight, and just be in that moment with yourself for a little bit. If anything comes up, this is a really great visualization to begin some journaling or a thought prompt to start a conversation with a trusted friend or mentor in your life or a therapist. But even just in the act of these visualizations, you are beginning or continuing the work. It is rewiring those neural pathways from self-doubt and negative self-talk to self-love and self-forgiveness. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe, follow, like, leave us a comment, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. All of these things are the very best way to support Our Daily Ritual and the Cohere Collective. Please share this with someone that you think would enjoy this message today or maybe just needs to hear it. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.